This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. I want to let you know that the program is brought to you by Stan McNabb Automotive, where they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, McMinnville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their large selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. And for a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. At Stan McNabb Automotive, they pride themselves in the quality that they offer on all of their used cars, which makes them a major destination for used vehicles. And only at Stan McNabb can you get free oil changes and free tires for the life of that vehicle. Well, I have three lovely guests on today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about history and some of the things that are going on in our community for our bicentennial. And Phyllis Washington caught me the other day, and she said that we have to promote some of the things that are going on in our community. And, of course, I agree. We have had a number of things, but I really like the way that you guys have things organized, because you have a special month put aside for things that are very relevant to our bicentennial. And what are we going to talk about today, Phyllis?
Well, today we're going to talk about the month of February. Mm-hmm. Now, we're about halfway over, but we still have lots of activities going on.
But we've already missed half of it. How did we do that?
Well, I didn't miss half. I was there. I was there for that.
You're pointing your finger at me, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, because we have done just about everything we can to advertise mm-hmm. what all's gone on. Now, mm-hmm. February 3rd was our kickoff for February, where we had the Chinese New Year mm-hmm. at the Discovery Center, and there was a capacity crowd there.
Wow.
That same day, that night, was also a play that was entitled "I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through," and that was at Patterson Center. And the Patterson Center kids were the ones who put that play on. Ron Steed, who works there, mm-hmm. actually wrote the play. And it was very well attended and was a wonderful program. So I hate you missed those
two
too.
Programs. I would have loved that.
But you won't have to miss what's coming up Saturday. And Carol may want to.
Miss Carol Gaddis, who's on with us today. Carol, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
So what are you talking about today?
Well, on Saturday, we have partnered with the Committee for the Bicentennial of Murfreesboro to offer an event called What Brought You to Murfreesboro? And we have Murfreesboro citizens from 8 different ethnic backgrounds that mm-hmm. are going to come and talk about where they're from mm-hmm. and why they came here and what they like about our city and how they see our city. It's a good way for the community to look at what attracts people to Murfreesboro mm-hmm. and then also to see it from an outside looking in point of view.
That is interesting, because Murfreesboro today is not what Murfreesboro when I was growing up in here, because it was deep rooted. Almost everybody knew everybody else, and mm-hmm. the families went back for a number of generations.
That's right.
And now it's become so diverse, and in a lot of ways it's improved. And then, of course, from the old people like myself who are used to some of the other things that used to go on, I still miss some of mm-hmm. them. But I do like interesting things, and I like change.
I do too. And you know what? I can give testimony to this, because I'm a hometown girl and grew up here, but then I left Murfreesboro and moved to the Middle East for 20 years with my husband, who's from Egyptian background. And I came back in 2009, and like you, I see change in this city, mm-hmm. but much of it is so interesting and diverse. We're much more diverse now, and we need to understand the different people that live in our city now and see what makes our town so attractive to them and to understand each other better. I think it's going to be a great event from 2 to 4 on Saturday at the library.
Now, you can understand a little bit about the people that have moved in here, because when you went over to the Middle East, I imagine it was pretty difficult to adapt to some of the things that some of the ways that they expect you to be able to move around in.
Yes, and that's why I think it's important for us as local people, Murfreesboro natives, to understand what it means to come in as a outsider, mm-hmm. and how we can help them to better integrate and to understand what we need to do to get a driver's license, to take their children to school, to enroll them in school. You know, what is it going to take to help us help others that come into our city?
Now, how do you find people who are willing to do that? I mean, to be on stage at any given time and just run their feelings around through everybody on what it's like to be someone who has come into the community and wants to be a viable part of it.
It's not easy, mm-hmm. and I think that's why it takes all of us to understand other people and to be willing to do that. Mm-hmm. But that's why I think the library has an important role in that, and we are always willing to help others that come into the city to help get services they need, and we're a great location and service provider for that.
So you're at the library?
Mm-hmm, I am.
I've never seen you over there.
I am the branch librarian at Limeball. I'm up in a cubby hole in the second floor, but I'm there.
Oh, you're away from the mob when they all come in.
Yes, I don't get the mob, but I'm on the second floor. But I've only been at the library for a year. I've been there a full year now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you seem to be adapting well.
Well, thank you. My mother worked at the library for a long time, all the time when I was a young girl at the old library. Mm-hmm. And then she was the director at Smyrna Library as well. So I have a long history with Limbaugh, and I just love it.
Oh, it's a great library.
And you, to expound a little bit on what Carol just said, she mentioned we need to understand. And I think understanding brings on an appreciation. Mm-hmm. And we need to appreciate the diversity, the different cultures. And I want to back up just a little bit, because you had mentioned that each month has a theme, mm-hmm. and I didn't give you the theme for Murfreesboro, and then you'll see why we're having the activities that we're having. Okay. I didn't give you the theme for February. The theme for February is Our People. Now, the long theme that came from the city was Our People, A Time to Recognize the Influences Our Multicultural Society Have Had on the Way of Life We Now Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Well, we shortened that a little bit and just said, Our People, A Town of Diversity. Mm-hmm. And you know, we say that proudly.
Yeah.
A town of diversity.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about diversity, but there has to be some common element among all these people that draws them into mm-hmm. Murfreesboro. You know, Murfreesboro has always been famous for being a friendly town.
Right.
They open their arms. They're always there if you need them. I mean, you and I grew up in a time here when you kept your doors open, you never locked anything, and if your neighbor needed any sugar, they were welcome. Just come in and get a cup of sugar and don't even leave a note or whatever. And we took care of each other's kids. If they needed spanking, they got it. And if they needed mm-hmm. a cut taken care of or whatever, then the other parents would take care of it.
That's right.
Now, do you still see that?
Well, I grew up right down the street from Murfreesboro. I grew up in Shelbyville. But it was same.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And, you know, we always...
Did you say Shelbyville?
Shelbyville. I don't pronounce it the way non-Shelbyvillians pronounce it. Mm-hmm. I say Shelbyville. I give it the three syllables mm-hmm. that it's supposed to have. But we always saw Murfreesboro and Shelbyville as mm-hmm. about the same size mm-hmm. town. And then when I went to school here, I stayed here and just saw it grow and grow and grow.
We started taking steroids.
You did something. Mm-hmm. So you're probably about 10 times bigger
yeah.
than we are,
yeah.
about 10 times bigger than Shelbyville mm-hmm. now. But and it was the same way. Everybody took care of everybody. Everybody mm-hmm. knew everybody when I was growing up. And it's different now.
See, that's what I miss. I mean, I do miss having the relationships that you know everybody in their families. If you saw a Chevrolet coming down the street, you knew who was in that Chevrolet before it ever got
to
you.
Well, you could go by the sound of the Chevrolet
to
know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so-and-so's car.
That's what made it so interesting.
Yes.
And speaking of Sam, Nona Hall said that she was going to sing a song.
She said
for us.
She promised that she would
she
sing.
Was. What are we going to hear?
Nona
today?
Is from the Rutherford County Board of Education also, and mm-hmm. she is. Nona, would you like to introduce yourself
sure.
on what you do?
Sure. Thank you for having us, too.
You're welcome.
I am the coordinator for the English as a Second Language program, mm-hmm. and I'm excited to have the Culture Fest to mm-hmm. sort of highlight and showcase the rich diversity that we have. Mm-hmm. And I do think that diversity is a beautiful thing, that it enriches mm-hmm. our lives. And I think we can just see that for mm-hmm. from the aspect that we get food and beautiful languages from various cultures that mm-hmm. really they enrich Murfreesboro. So I'm excited to be a part of all of the festivities.
Now you sound like you have a very difficult job, because English is a second language. When I was growing up, English was a second language for me.
at least your English teacher thought that.
Oh,
right?
She definitely thought that. But to start, how in the world are you able to change someone who is used to a language, their basic language? And are the teachers here familiar with the language of each child when they come in? Or are we able to have enough teachers to take care of that?
Well, initially, of course, Spanish was our number one and still is our number one language. But we have so many various language groups now mm-hmm. that to answer your question, it's no. We don't have teachers with the language backgrounds that would be able to speak the native language of an Arabic student mm-hmm. or of Karen, and that's K-A-R-E-N. Mm-hmm. Those are our latest refugees from Myanmar. So we do not have enough teachers to cover all the various language groups that we now have in Rutherford County. But we use methodologies and strategies to mm-hmm. teach English to reach those students. So there's a lot of visuals. We use a lot of modeling and body language and mm-hmm. and kind of bring them out of that basic no English to having some rudimentary vocabulary. And then you just build from there until they're fluent in English.
I have noticed that there is a language problem between people who have come into this area where the parents and grandparents are not familiar with English, and then their children or grandchildren are going to school here, and then English becomes their predominant language after a while. But yet there is still a drop-off in the ability to converse between the child and the parents or grandparents. Is that addressed at all?
Are you speaking about the native language? their
right. You have, say, Laotians who will come in here, and they have they're used to their language and have never really been subjected to the English language. And I use that word.
Parents.
Yeah, right. The parents or the grandparents. Mm-hmm. And then we have run into that there is a problem even in the culture because of the way that the children look on their parents and grandparents mm-hmm. because of that particular language problem.
Yeah, it definitely changes the family dynamic when you have children who are able to sort of use, or they become fluent in English, and then mm-hmm. they become the translators mm-hmm. for mom and dad, and they begin making decisions that no child should ever really have to make. They mm-hmm. sort of have a role reversal, and it does change the family dynamic, and in a lot of cases it's sad because you see a loss of respect, perhaps is what you're talking about mm-hmm. too, a loss of respect where the father was the head of the household and had that strong father figure, and then that mm-hmm. changes. And we try to reach out. We offer a lot of parent workshops, and in fact, we're offering parent workshops right now at Oakland High School for our Hispanic parents to come. We just had two in February, and our next two will be March the 3rd and March the 11th. Or it's March the 4th and March the 11th. And we're trying to teach parents positive discipline in the home and ways that they can raise children that are more respectful and honor their culture and their heritage. But it is an issue, and it's a tough one to deal with.
What if, say, a parent, or maybe even the child, has really become concerned about their family in the direction, and they want to actually reach out and help their parents or grandparents? Where do they go to be able to, you were talking about Oakland, but how do these people find out where all the avenues are that they can travel to be able to take care of their problems?
Well, a lot of times we do that through the school system, and we will send home with students information about English classes for adults or resources that are available for families. So we do try to do that through the school system and getting the information out to parents that way.
Well, the reason I'm so concerned about that is because we used to have to deal with that a lot. And when you have a breakup in the family structure, then you've really got some major problems because it hurts everybody.
Yes,
and then the kids have to reach out a lot of times to some of their friends who may not be the best ones to be assisting them in those type things. Of course, I know you guys do a great job and you do all you can do, but, you know, sometimes we just need to get some of the information out.
As you all were talking about roles changing because the kids know English and the parents don't, it makes me think about how we are with technology. You know, I used to teach my child everything. Now she's having to teach me, and she has the technical language, and a lot of times I don't understand it. And I you know, it really reminded me of that. That's about how it is with us when it comes with technology.
And I feel left out there too. I say, what happened? The world just passed me by.
Yes. And if we don't keep up with it, it will pass us by.
Tell me some of the great programs we got coming up.
All right, Carol has mentioned what's coming up this Saturday, what brought you to Murfreesboro, and I think we have probably seven ethnic groups who will be talking. I also want to mention that the library will be furnishing refreshments.
Oh, wow.
So we must be there for that.
Homemade ice cream, I bet.
Carol is going to make it.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, I will be there.
She's going to make it.
Okay.
Also at the library for this whole month are displays from artifacts from these ethnic groups that will be speaking. So, in fact, when I leave from here, I'm going over to the library to see the displays. I'm really excited about that. And then February the 25th would be the next event, and this is the culminating event. This is the grand finale.
Oh, wow.
This is the Murfreesboro Bicentennial Culture Fest, and it's going to be at Patterson Center from 10 until 1 in the gym, and we will have booths, tables. The gym, we know, is going to be full because many of the ethnic groups in Murfreesboro will have a display table, and most of them are interactive. For instance, kids will be able to learn calligraphy or origami. Somebody's going to be there to show them how to make guacamole. There will be not only displays, but there will be performances. So we'll have performances even from our Cripple Creek cloggers, who will start everything off.
The Kittrell Bunch.
Under the direction of Steve Cates.
Right.
And actually, Laverne High School will be there to open us with the national anthem and a couple of songs. So we're really ready for Laverne High School Corleers. We have a church praise team. We have a fashion show. There's going to be an African fashion show to go on.
Now, clothing will be from what era are we talking about, the African clothing?
It's what they're wearing right now.
Oh, okay. We're not going back in history or any of this stuff. It's all up to date, right?
It's all up to date.
Okay.
Yes, because we have many people from Africa who are here in Murfreesboro, and they wear their attire, and I wear African attire myself. And so,
how would I know the difference?
Oh, you will know the difference.
You will.
It's the pattern, mm-hmm. the headdress that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big difference. And so all that will be happening there. MTSU will be participating mm-hmm. also. We have from the dance program, the MTSU West Africa Dance Troupe.
Mm.
And I have seen them perform, and it is a treat.
Now, you and I talked about this earlier. This is almost mirroring the old craft fair that we used to have before Mother's Day.
Right.
Every year. And we would get to see all these great mm-hmm. dance groups.
Yes.
And perform some of the crafts that,
yes.
That's so famous, say, in Africa or Europe or you know, China, all those great places. And what always amazed me by talking to Steve Cates was
right.
the rapport that was gained mm-hmm. by each one of those groups. It was almost like it was the bringing together of everybody, getting them to enjoy what every other
right.
person has been able
and
to
you
do
know
and accomplish.
And you know what Steve works with is the International Folk Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are coming from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
They're... You know, they actually traveled over here, but the people who will be performing the 25th live here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not having to come over from Africa and from India, but they're already here. They're part of our community, and they're going to showcase their talents.
Hmm. Now, how do we miss them the rest of the year? I mean, we're going to have them just for this bicentennial, but do they actually perform in other areas around here? In Murfreesboro and Rutherford County and other places around here?
Yes, they do. They have different occasions, different holidays where they perform.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, one of the things we said is come and share your holiday. When we sent out a letter soliciting groups, we said you can do anything. You can have a display. You can celebrate a holiday. Show us how you celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can perform. So we really left it wide open. And many are going to bring food for mm-hmm. us to sample. So, and everything is free. In fact, restaurants will be there too, providing food. We were able to solicit. And we're still, if you're listening, we are still soliciting restaurants to participate by getting a table and bringing food.
Oh, I imagine that a lot of them would be absolutely delighted to be over there and be able to showcase some of their food.
Right.
We need to get the word out. And a lot of them actually do listen to the show.
Great.
So hopefully that we can get them over and let the folks test their wares. And I've got a feeling that when people find out that there's free food, that you may have a run on the place.
Yes, and we have flyers out, and a school that's really helping me with this is Siegel High School. William mm-hmm. Mann is the Spanish teacher there and head of the World Language Department.
Mm-hmm.
So he has gotten his classes to help. And they have flyers, and they're going out to restaurants and soliciting food. So they have really been a great help.
Now, when you have the booths out there at Patterson Park, do the people who come in, do they get to interact with the individuals there and ask them specific questions about, you know, their culture and how difficult it was to change from their culture to what we do here? And do they feel comfortable doing that?
Oh, yes. And hopefully we'll have lots of kids, too. And, you know, kids feel comfortable asking mm-hmm. anything. So they will have that opportunity to do that. We'll have Japanese, Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone from India. We have about three Hispanic groups who will be there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a school in Cannon County to call to see if they could participate.
Mm-hmm.
These were Hispanics who wanted to come and dance. And I said, we're not saying no to anybody. You know, we already have our schedule of events, but mm-hmm. if others want to participate, we're going to squeeze them in somehow. Mm-hmm. So I've even told them yes. We have Russian Russians who are going to participate. They're going to do some songs, some dances.
They're not going to do that great dance, are they? Where they kick their feet out while they're...
I'm sure they will.
Oh, I love to watch that.
Well, you'll have to be there then.
I would like it a whole lot better than what General Patton liked it, I'm sure.
I think so, too. And I think everybody knows William Richardson, the greatest pianist in Murfreesboro. He will be there also.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What is he going to play? You know?
I don't know. I told him just surprise me.
Now, while you're saying all this, I keep getting back to the kids that have come here. The first generation kids that we've got in our schools, have we seen a change in the children as they adapt to our way of doing things? And I mentioned it earlier, the problems it has with the language. But they change in other ways also. In the school system, have we seen a lot of that?
Yes, they're eager to fully assimilate rather than acculturate. Mm-hmm. Assimilate meaning they become very much a part of the culture where there's really no distinguishable differences. Mm-hmm. And acculturation being where they still can manipulate and navigate their community, but they hang on to some of their cultural heritage and the language. They hang on to their language and some of the traditions. And mostly what we see is that the students want to assimilate. They want to become a part of their society to fit in, not to sort of stand out as something different, which, you know, saddens me because I think that there's so much depth, so much richness in each person's heritage, and they should have that, you know, be proud of their heritage, be proud of their language and their culture and their family background, and still be able to be a part of American culture.
Well, yeah, that is the history of our country.
That's right.
Is that we all come from diverse groups, but we try to merge as one when we're talking about being Americans and U.S. citizens, and that's a major part. One of the things that I was over at Gordon and Sarah Bell's house last night, and we always had our Valentine get together. It's a beautiful, just gorgeous home. But we're there in support of the mission trips in South Dakota. And the thing that is always puzzled me, I guess, more than anything else, is that the Lakotas and other Indian tribes still having an extremely hard time adapting to the way things are now. Mm-hmm. And especially, I don't know why, but the men have a harder time than the ladies do. And you would think that with all the opportunities that are available for them, it's still very difficult. They can leave the reservation and go somewhere and become successful somewhere else. But it's that calling to come back to the reservation that brings them back into that type of... it's really a terrible thing to what they come back to, because, you know, people from churches around here will go up there and build buildings for them and do a lot of things that you would think that they would have the ability to do. And, it, you know... With these other diverse groups coming in and able to be part of the mainstream, it's really special, especially right through here.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that these events are so important for our community, because it's not just what they need to do or what, you know, they as a family need to learn to adjust to, but it's also what we as Murfreesboro natives, as Americans, as American background citizens, we also need to understand them. Mm-hmm. We need to hear their stories. We need to see what their culture offers. We need to, you know, rejoice with them when they're having festivals and when they're celebrating something, and also learn to how, when they have sadness in their homes or they have death, how do we respond as well? We have to also adjust. It's not just a change for them, but it's a change for us. And I think that comes with these awareness and understanding events that help us as as Murfreesboro natives, to understand that everybody's different, and we do need to help them. We need to change as well as they need to change.
You know, one of the great success stories that I know of around here, everybody's been to Demas's restaurant that's sitting in here. The food's out of this world. Mm-hmm. But he came in as a second, and then they had the third generation, and did not speak English when they came here. Mm-hmm. And went down into Alabama, established a business, and of course everybody's seen how it's grown. And you think, how difficult would that be to come here and not even speak the language and start a new business and then become that successful? It just, to me, things like that are awe-inspiring. I mean, they could be a lesson for everybody. But
I think you're going to hear some of those stories on Saturday at the library.
Right. Oh,
that's
going to be great.
Because you're talking about many people that are doctors, that are successful business people, that are very active in local politics, and they're all from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's exciting, is when you do see those stories, then you want to help the other families that are new to our community to also do their best and to be able to be successful as well.
They've become role models for all of
That's
us,
right.
actually.
That's right.
Well, just I'm thinking of Shanto, whom most people know, who is one of our county commissioners
and
now.
And doing a great job, too.
Yes, he is, and he will be one of the speakers Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So it will be a treat.
And he's on our library board as well.
Yes.
Is he going to talk about being on the county commission?
We can ask questions if he doesn't volunteer to talk about that. We'll ask him how that's going with him.
I tell you what, he really has done well. He's one of the more remarkable and friendly fellows that you'll run into. I have never been anywhere where he didn't holler at me. I mean, he could be three blocks away, and he's that type.
And he's involved in everything. In fact, we have, you know, our theme is Our People, and we have an Our People committee, and Shanto is one of the ones on that committee.
Now, how many different diverse groups do we have that are going to be participating? And who are we being represented by?
I'd say
about 11.
Wow.
About 11.
Now, every one of these people will be together at one time, right? When we're having over at Patterson Park.
Over at Patterson Park. Mm-hmm. Now, they will be probably at their display until time for them to perform.
Uh-huh.
Now, some may not have a display, and they're just performing, and they know the times of their performance, so they can come in any time before that. But we will all be in the same room. We will all be in the gym, and you know, I don't have enough money to travel the world. But guess what?
I thought you were married to Ron Washington.
That's why I don't have enough money to travel the world. But Saturday the February 25th, I won't need that money because the world will be in Patterson Center Gym. I won't have to travel the world to see the culture in these different ethnic groups.
And we're talking about 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 until 1. Now, there are some other activities going on at Patterson after that.
Now, that is on at 1 o'clock. You've got the Black History Quiz Bowl.
Right.
Now, what is that?
All right. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Pi Nu Omega Chapter, which is the graduate chapter here in Murfreesboro, they put on an annual Black History Quiz Bowl. And since we're celebrating the Murfreesboro Bicentennial, a large focus of that will be on the history makers in Murfreesboro.
That's good.
And middle school students will be the ones competing. So students in grades 6 through 8. Right now, I know there are over 11 teams. There are teams of three. And I do know there are over 11 teams. It might be about 15 by now. They will be competing. So there will be one winner, and each student from that winning team will receive $100.
Wow.
From the organization.
Now, where do they get their information from? How do they learn all the history that they need to know.
The chairperson, whose name is Kenesha Harper, mm-hmm. and anybody, you can still get a team together, and her number, if you want to get a team together, mm-hmm. is 904-6199. Mm-hmm. But once you make application for the team to be part of this competition, mm-hmm. she will send you a packet of questions. All of the questions will come from this packet.
Now, does that center in Rutherford County, or is that Black history from successful people?
It's all over the world, Black history.
Okay, so it just doesn't center in Rutherford County.
Does not center, but a large focus of it, because of the bicentennial, will be history makers in Murfreesboro for this year.
That's interesting.
Right.
Now, you're getting into part that I am really, really interested in. The soul food cook-off.
The soul food cook-off.
Yeah.
Which is...
That's right down my alley.
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, I have entered the soul food cook-off in years past and actually won an award for my smothered pork chops.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Are you going to have smothered pork chops again?
I'm not sure. They did ask
me...
Because
that is one of my favorites.
Well, I may have to have that then. I may have to do that.
Do you remember Sarah Harris? That lived in the Las Casas, Milton.
I
was invited to their church every year, and they would cook for all of us.
Oh.
And she actually cooked at Brown's store some too.
Hmm.
And you can't beat her food. I mean, just absolutely. I wish she was still around.
Oh. So the Soul Food Cook-Off is sponsored by Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated, mm-hmm. and it's their Sigma Chi Zeta chapter, which is the Murfreesboro graduate chapter. Mm-hmm. They had one of their sorority sisters named Shannon Martin was killed in a motorcycle accident. And they, since then, have had this Soul Food Cook-Off to sponsor a scholarship in her name.
Mm-hmm.
And so that cook-off will be from 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. It's that's the only event that that we've listed that where there is a charge, and it's only $2. And you can go in and eat all you want, because many people will be competing as far as their food, and everybody can go in and partake of the food. They will have judges mm-hmm. who will, and they'll have categories, like it might be a meat category, mm-hmm. a vegetable category. So they'll have categories, but you pay $2 and you come in and you can sample everybody's food.
All you can eat.
All you can eat.
Okay. And this portion of the show is brought to you, sounds good, Gold and Coin Connection at 2568 South Church Street, and that's beside the Gateway Tire Center in the Strip Mall. And they have a new location at 5631 New Nashville Highway. And Pastor Larry Dunn of ERO Ministries and partners Chris Chico and Wayne Everly buy gold, jewelry, platinum, coins, and silverware. They have vintage sports collectibles and even some great antiques. And for a fair and honest evaluation of your collectibles, take them by and see Pastor Larry Dunn and his partners today at the Golden Coin Connection, 2568 South Church Street or 5631 New Nashville Highway, and give them a call at 890-2646.
Hello, my name is Lance Jenkins, candidate for property assessor. As your next property assessor, I will ensure that every property owner is treated fair and equally. I have over 17 years experience in the property assessor's office, serving from 1987 to 2004 as deputy assessor under former assessor Tommy Sanford. I would appreciate your vote for property assessor, early voting February 15th through February 28th. I am Lance Jenkins, and I approve this message, Lynn E. Jenkins Treasurer. Vote Lance Jenkins, property assessor.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Play it again, sports! 25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Played Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Now, Good Neighbor Events from WGNS. The AARP is offering a free tax aid program to persons age 60 plus whose total family income is $50,000 per year or less. This is over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, and appointments are necessary. Phone 848-2550 for information. A similar service for all ages over at the Greenhouse Ministries. That too requires a total household income of $50,000 or less. Now here's a date to put on your calendar, March the 17th. That's a Saturday night. And the Fun Backstage Bash on the street right in front of the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Great food and, let me tell you, phenomenal music, the big band sound of Music City Swing. For information about this annual Center for the Arts fundraiser, call them at 904-ARTS. A special Lawn and Garden 101. That's going to be March the 2nd and 3rd, Friday and Saturday. There is a $10 fee, and that includes lunch on Saturday, as well as all the materials. Phone 898-7710 for information. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
I'm Jacqueline Webb King, and my uncle Robert Alsop is running for road superintendent. One of his greatest assets is the ability to listen and talk to people. He will bring integrity and dependability you can count on, and will listen to the wishes of the people, improving upon what is already in place.
I'm Barbara Alsop Webb. I would appreciate your vote for my brother, Robert Alsop, for your Rutherford County road superintendent.
Early voting through February 28th, the Republican primary, March 6th.
I'm Robert Alsop, and I would appreciate your vote for road superintendent.
Find out more at robertalsop.com. Paid for by Robert Alsop for road superintendent, David Cooper Treasurer.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
Welcome back with us. We'll let you know this portion of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And they come into your house 24-7, take care of all the duties that you normally would take care of. They even run errands for you. And if you're having a hard time taking care of the things that you're normally used to, give them a call at 713-4639 or pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com. And their business is located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. Now, we have touched quite a bit already, Phyllis, but we still got a lot to go because there's so many things that are going on that everybody needs to take part with.
I wanted to tell you about some of the other booths that mm-hmm. you will see. There will be a Native American display. Mm-hmm. There will be people there with jewelry. Now, we can have vendors. So we did send a notice out. If you want to be a vendor, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And there will be maybe a couple of tables where they will be selling jewelry.
Now, is there a cost for vendors?
No cost. No cost. This is the Murfreesboro Bicentennial. We wanted everything to be free. Mm-hmm. So there would be no cost. The United States Colored Troop, they will be there mm-hmm. with a display. Dr. George Smith mm-hmm. yep. is the one who is chair of that, and so mm-hmm. they will be there. I had mentioned some of the high schools participating: Siegel High School Spanish Club, mm-hmm. Siegel High School French Club, and the French Club will actually be doing face paintings. Mm-hmm. So lots of things going on for kids. There will be the Read to Succeed booth mm-hmm. will be there. And
great program.
They told me lots of wonderful things they're going to be doing. I think maybe a puppet show there at their booth. So
Punch and Judy?
Yes, yes.
You know Punch and Judy?
Yes. Oakland's Mansion will be there.
All right.
And they will
be over there in a few minutes.
They will be in costume.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Chapel Church will be there. Allen Chapel AME, they're going to show the Kwanzaa celebration, which is an African-American celebration, and that happens around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be there with a demonstration of Kwanzaa. The Rutherford County School Board will be there. James Evans will be there with a table, and also City Schools. So Murfreesboro City and Rutherford County, both school systems will be
there.
Where's
Harry
going to
be?
We might let him stop by.
I think Harry should come by.
I think he should, too.
Yeah.
Let's give him a call.
Well, you know, Rutherford County School System wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for Harry Gill.
That's right. That's
I mean,
right.
He has done such a great job supporting the community
yes.
all these years.
Yes.
And I can't remember anybody at all who I had more respect for in one of the toughest, if not the toughest, job in the community.
Right.
So I think Harry should be there, and everybody get to go by and shake his hand.
Let's do that.
If he'll do that, I'll go by and shake his hand.
Also, the Rutherford County Extension Office is mm-hmm. going to be there. I think they're going to be talking about healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Health Department will be there, and they're going to be doing some of the same things. Also,
can we get a flu shot?
We didn't ask them to do that, but I'm sure they could schedule something once you get there. First Baptist Church will be there. They did a play in November that was called Bethel, that was written by Nancy Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to repeat that play in April.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be there also in costume. Now, actually, First Baptist on Castle Street mm-hmm. and First Baptist on Main Street, they collaborated with this play.
Mm-hmm.
And so both groups will be there. Both members from both of those churches will be there. They'll have their table and they'll have their setup. And they will be advertising the play for April when mm-hmm. they repeat that play. Eagleville High School, their Spanish club will be there. There's going to be someone there. You may not know much about natural hair, but my hair right now is natural. Because
now, what are you calling natural hair? Just because my hair is gray, I mean, what are you pointing at?
Well, let me tell you what natural means. And I know Nona had talked about assimilation and whether you're still going to keep your culture. My hair, I can mm-hmm. straighten it
mm-hmm.
or I can wash it and let it just be natural, kinky.
Most people do curl up when mine curls up when I wash it.
If I didn't run a brush through it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it would take more than a brush
mm-hmm.
to straighten my hair.
Okay.
And so the trend is natural now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a girl there that's going to show how to care for natural hair. So there's lots of interesting booths there, and we still have time. If anybody wants to set up a booth, you still have time to do that.
So when you left the shower this morning, that's what your hair looked like. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling
you. All right. It looks good.
Well,
the
thank
Phyllis,
you.
It really does.
Thank you.
You should wear it that way all the time.
I do.
Well, what about Carol and Nona?
Well, they would probably
have
to
go natural.
They would have
natural.
To get a perm, I think, to yeah. in order to get the curls. They are natural.
Yeah.
They are natural. Oh, yes.
Natural. Yes, I can't yes. be more natural than this.
Now, all the venues that we're looking at for the bicentennial for you guys, we've got the library, the Lime Ball Library. Mm-hmm. And let's give the times on those again.
That's from 2 to 4 this Saturday, February 18th, up in the reading room on the second floor at the library.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've got Patterson Park.
Right.
And that is probably the longest allotted time,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, because it is from 10 until 1. And what we've told those participating that the doors will open at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they are to come in at 7 and be set up by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then the public will come in at 10.
Mm-hmm.
and everything, there'll be a few chairs at the stage where you can sit down and watch the performances, but most performances will probably be watched from the displays, because all of this is going on simultaneously. The displays are going on, the performances are going on. So you're not just sitting and watching anything. You're busy the whole day. You're constantly doing something. And I do want to mention another group that I did not mention is the Murfreesboro Panhellenic Council. And those are Greek sorority and fraternities and sororities that will also have a table. And at that table, they're going to have voter registration. So people who have not
can
registered.
Can we vote in Greece?
Have you tried?
I don't want to be there right now, to tell you the truth.
Anybody's voting in Greece right now.
But if you still need to register to vote, there will be voter registration cards there where people can register to vote.
And do they also give them a little bit of information about having their photo and all that other stuff?
Yes, all of that
has changed around.
All of that will be made available at the table. There's information. In fact, they will be able to take that flyer home with them that talks about the new voter ID law.
We're going to take a quick break and let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Pirtle and Howard and Automotive. That's Mark Pirtle from Murfreesboro and John Howerton. And they're located at 2006 North Main Street in Shebaville, Tennessee. And if you're looking for a Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC, give them a call at 1-800-264-6800, toll free. Pull them up on the internet, PirtleHowerton.com. Or better yet, take about a 20-25 minute drive from Murfreesboro to Shebaville on the left. And just before you get into the downtown area, go in and see the nice people, and I guarantee you you'll have a good time.
Hello, my name is Lance Jenkins, candidate for property assessor. As your next property assessor, I will ensure that every property owner is treated fair and equally. I have over 17 years experience in the property assessor's office, serving from 1987 to 2004 as deputy assessor under former assessor Tommy Sanford. I would appreciate your vote for property assessor, early voting February 15th through February 28th. I am Lance Jenkins, and I approve this message, Lynn E. Jenkins, treasurer. Vote Lance Jenkins, property assessor.
Hello, this is Truman Jones. We have a new sponsor and one that you're going to be delighted with. It's National Healthcare, National Healthcare Corporation right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And this is where life is celebrated. Discover a different kind of care, one that ensures that you're surrounded by people who make a difference in your life. In 11 states, patients and residents feel right at home at National Healthcare Corporation's more than 130 affiliated healthcare centers and home care offices. Their family of facilities delivers exceptional rehabilitative, skilled nursing, and extended care in locations that are close to home and family. In line with their longtime commitment to provide a continuum of care to those who need their services at any age. And want to let you know that this is a local business started here, even though it's pretty much all through the Southeast. National Healthcare, Murfreesboro, where life is celebrated.
Who can match the qualifications of Greg Brooks for road superintendent? No one. Greg Brooks is hands down the most qualified candidate for road superintendent. Greg's company, B&M Paving, did all of our paving work for many years. Greg's knowledge of all aspects of road construction is unmatched by anyone I've seen in the industry. This is Wayne Belt, and I'm going to vote for Greg Brooks in the Republican primary, March the 6th. Early voting, February the 15th through 28th.
I'm Greg Brooks, and I approve this message.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
Welcome back with us, and I know that Phyllis Washington has a couple of more things that she needs to add before we're gone.
Well, I definitely want to mention that Oakland Mansion has something going on right now, January 15th through February 15th. This is the last day. Wedding dresses through the decades.
I'm heading over there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I was bushwhacked last night at Sarah Bell's house, where we had our... I always want to call Valentine's Day Halloween Day. I don't know how I get that mixed up. But anyway, they said, you promised to be over there, and you haven't come yet. And today is the last day. And it closes at 4 o'clock, I think.
And we're not going to hold you up either. But the other thing, February 20th through October 30th, Postcards of Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. There's an exhibit at the Heritage Center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the bicentennial was from October 2011 all the way to October 2012. February 20th through October 30th would be Postcards of Murfreesboro at the exhibit, an exhibit at the Heritage Center. So very quickly, what we have left.
Is the Rutherford County Historical Association, are they working with you guys on this?
I think they're listed as a resource.
Okay.
Right. We had lots of...
It's amazing how
right,
much data they
yes,
have there.
We had lots of places listed as resources. Mm-hmm. So just to recap, on February 18th from 2 to 4, mm-hmm. What brought you to Murfreesboro at Line Ball Library? 7 ethnic groups. Refreshments provided. Mm-hmm. Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 1, the Bicentennial Culture Fest. Please, please come. Also on that same day at 1 o'clock, the Black History Quiz Bowl with middle schools competing. Mm-hmm. And on that same day from 2 to 4, the Soul Food Cook-Off. Mm. Delicious food.
What a great time everybody's going to have.
10 there. Or 12 pounds we'll gain that day.
It's worth it.
It'll be worth
me.
It. It'll be worth it. Yes.
Carol Gaddis, it's good to have you
Thank
on
you
today.
Thank you so much.
Nona Hall.
Thank you.
Would you like to leave us with a song or...
No, I think I'll have to wait and do that another day.
Okay,
so
we'll do that.
Back, and I'll be happy to entertain the listeners.
I tell you what, next time I have Jimmy C. Newman, well, I'll have him bring his guitar,
right.
And we'll have a group up here, and you can be the star that day.
That sounds great.
We'll see you guys tomorrow, and we're going to have another great show, and we'll have Mr. Cliff Brothers on, and I'll bet you that these ladies probably have heard of Cliff Brothers.
I know him very well.
He's one of the greatest guys, and we're going to talk a lot about education back in the days of lore.